Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Amen.
Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them. The Gospels continuously portray the Pharisees and scribes, as well as the chief priests, the elders, and the Sadducees, as Jesus' opponents. There are a few exceptions, but generally speaking, these are the men who resisted him at every turn. These religious authorities criticized Jesus and his disciples for failure to keep the law and for associating with sinners. In response, Jesus challenged their authority, called them hypocrites, accused them of leading the people astray, and he turned their world upside down by proclaiming a kingdom in which the unclean is clean and the unlawful is lawful. From the limited perspective of his opponents, Jesus was quickly regarded to be a threat to their position as the ecclesiastical rulers of the people. And as time passed, they began to view him as someone who could bring about the destruction of the entire nation. This view was expressed by Caiaphas, the high priest, when he made this prophetic statement when he was speaking to the chief priests and the Pharisees. Caiaphas said to them, You know nothing at all, nor do you understand that it is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish. In this statement, Caiaphas spoke the truth that he did not intend to speak. The message he was trying to convey was simply his view that they must have Jesus put to death if they're to keep their positions of authority and to preserve their nation from Roman destruction. This lie is all that he intended to speak. But from our perspective, we can see the prophetic and most important truth in his statement. It is better and infinitely desirable that Jesus should die for that people and for us, that he may save us from perishing. Caiaphas unknowingly spoke the truth of the gospel. And in the passage that we read this morning, the Pharisees and scribes did likewise when they said, This man receives sinners and eats with them. All they intended to say, all they intended to call Jesus, was a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners, but their words betrayed them. And these men, who were experts in the law, well, they proved themselves to be experts in the gospel, though they were too blinded by their self-righteous pride to recognize it. Still, they proclaimed the good news found in our reading this morning. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, receives sinners and eats with them. This is the unimaginable truth of our Lord's gospel. It is the truth that we humbly and thankfully participate in this morning. The Pharisees and scribes, they didn't recognize the real truth in the words that they spoke. And so our Lord taught them by using three parables, two of which are found in our gospel reading this morning. The three parables he shared, the parable of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the prodigal son, well, they are in a sense only one parable, told in three different ways, because the major themes of these stories are clearly presented, and they're common in each parable. In each parable, there's something or someone of great value that has been lost. In each parable, there is a seeker who finds the lost. And in each parable, there is great joy in finding that which was lost. These parables were originally addressed to the Pharisees and scribes and are meant to show them how wrong they were to grumble and complain over Jesus receiving sinners. And though they were originally spoken to them, they are written here for our benefit and our learning. You may have noticed that there is often a tendency for people inside the walls of the church to act like those Pharisees and scribes. Church members have been known to murmur or grumble, just like Jonah did when God showed his mercy and compassion for the wicked people of Nineveh. Pride creeps in, and we deceive ourselves with the thought that we are one of the 9 coins which was never lost, or one of the 99 obedient sheep who always remained with the shepherd. Such pride and self-deception, it actually separates us from Jesus, who came down from heaven to receive sinners and to eat with them. In this fallen world, our Lord calls sinners to his table. Otherwise, he would be dining alone. If we make the grave error of viewing ourselves as the coin that never fell from the woman's purse, or the lovable, ever faithful sheep who always remained with the flock, then we are, in a sense, truly lost. For we have rejected the only one in which we can be found. Jesus used these parables, and he uses them today as a call to humility and repentance. They are designed to eliminate self-righteous pride and help each one of us see that we are the foolish, wandering sheep whom the good shepherd gently laid on his shoulders and carried home rejoicing. We are the precious coin that the poor woman searched for so diligently, and when she found it, celebrated so joyfully with her friends and neighbors. Our Lord calls us to that kind of humility and repentance to the end that we may be those who join him at his table, where we participate in Holy Communion, a heavenly feast of his body and blood for forgiveness, salvation, and everlasting life. The simple and glorious message found in our gospel reading this morning is this: Jesus Christ, our Lord and our God, receives sinners and eats with them. He is the one who came to seek and to save that which was lost, and his desire is to share this meal with you. This heavenly feast that no one deserves, yet he offers to all who call upon his holy name. So come to the table. Your Savior's arms are open wide, and he, with the Father and the Spirit, is rejoicing over you, the sinner who once was lost, but now is found, through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen.